In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And they were amazed at Jesus' answer. So they left him and went away. If you pay attention to Jesus in the Gospels, and particularly to how he answers questions, you'll notice some patterns. Jesus always knows what the heart of the person who is asking the question really wants. He knows the motives behind the questions, whether they be good motives or bad motives. But no matter who asks a question or what the motivation is, his answer always has some kind of a challenge to the questioner. No matter how straightforward the question might sound to us, Jesus often answers with another question, or sometimes a story or a parable. Remember that to the man who asked him, "Who is my neighbor?" he tells the parable of the Good Samaritan. And then he asks that man who in this story acted as the neighbor to the man who was beaten and robbed. He enlarges the definition of neighbor by telling this story to answer what seems like a simple question. So today, some of the Pharisees are trying to catch Jesus in a violation of the civil law. They send their students to him to ask what they think is a trick question. There's no way for Jesus to safely answer this question. The question is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not? Sounds like a yes or no question. It has a catch-22 in it, because either way Jesus answered this, yes or no, he would be in trouble either with the Roman authorities or with the Jewish leaders. The taxes in question were different from our country's taxes, in any case. They were very, very oppressive. They were taken by the tax collectors, who were despised because they would often take much more than was required and take that off the top. So the Jewish people abhorred the tax collectors. But Jesus doesn't get caught in this trap. He knows their motivation, and he confronts them with that motivation. And then he says, "Give me the coin that's used for the tax. Bring me the coin." And they bring him a coin, and he asks them to look at it and says, "Whose head is this? Whose likeness is on this coin, and whose title?" Well, of course, it is the emperor who's on the coin, and on the coin they ascribe divinity to the emperor. And then he answers their question with what really is a challenge, not just to them, but also to us. "Give, therefore, to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." And they were amazed and went away. Well, that answer might seem simple enough. You could look at this and say, okay, I'll pay the taxes to the emperor and give God other things, my time, my prayers, my love. But Jesus is actually leaving open for us to answer the question of what actually belongs to God. He's challenging the listeners, both then and now, to discern what really belongs to God. At the 8 o'clock service, when the offering plates come forward, we say, all things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. Of thine own have we given thee. If everything really belongs to God, if we are stewards of God's good creation, then when we give to the church and other organizations that do God's work in the world, we're really only giving back to God what God has allowed us to keep in trust. If you look at it this way, if we tithe or give 10% of our income for God's work, he's letting us keep 90%. Give to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's. But there's another aspect of this story that deserves our close attention. The likeness of the emperor was on the coin. But what about us? Whose image, whose likeness do we carry within us? Remember the first chapter of Genesis. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness." So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. We all carry the image of God. All humans are made in the image of God. We belong to God. Not just our talent and our time and our treasure, but our very being, our body and soul, belongs to God. Give to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's.